الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون صدق الله العظيم
اثبت الألم بلا بقدر. In these difficult financial times that we find ourselves in, many of us are looking for ways, many of us are looking for avenues of increasing our wealth, looking for extra avenues of income, of earning, thinking that this will be the solution to the problem. However, the reality is that having a lot of means, having a lot of wealth, this is not the solution. Rather, the solution is in having We find that a mu'min, a believer, he is not one who aspires for kathrat. Rather, he is one who aspires for barakat. A believer is not one who aspires for a lot of wealth and a lot of means. Rather, he is one who aspires for barakah and blessings in the little that he has. A lot of wealth, respected friends and elders, but if there is no barakah and blessings in that wealth, it will never be sufficient for the needs of a person. No matter how much he may earn, it will always be insufficient, it will always be less. It will never suffice for the needs of a person. On the contrary, a little amount of wealth, a little amount of means, but if there is barakah and there is blessings in that wealth, then this will suffice for the needs of a person. It may be a little, but it will take a person a long way. And this we find evident in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where with little means, but because there was barakah and there was blessings in that means, it sufficed for a lot of people. The famous incident of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he mentions his own incident, that once I was feeling extremely hungry, so he came out of his home outside Masjid al-Nabawi, hoping that one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum will pass by, they will see his pitiable condition, they will take some pity upon him, and they will invite him home for some meal. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed by, he saw Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and he continued. Made salam and he continued. Umar radiallahu anhu did the same. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized and understood the need of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes him by his hand, takes him home. When they enter the home, they see this bowl of milk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquires that where does milk come from? He is informed by his wife that this has come from one of the Ansari Sahaba. They have gifted this to him. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Hurairah anhu, they go and call your Suffa friends. Abu Hurairah anhu immediately goes, he listens to the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And but I am so hungry myself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to invite them. I will have to feed them, I will have to pass on this milk to them. And Saqil Qawmi Akhirum Shurba, that person that gives others to drink, generally he has to drink last. So what will be left of the milk for myself? But anyways, he goes and then he comes, he brings Ashabu Sufa home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that, oh Abu Huraira, pass this milk around. And he says that each one of them of the Ashabu Sufa, at one stage Ashabu Sufa were between 70 to 100. So all of them, they drank from this milk, drank till their heart's content. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira, it's only me and you that's left now. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives Abu Huraira the bowl. Abu Huraira sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I drank, and I drank, and I drank. So much I drank that there was no space anymore, until I became completely satiated, completely full. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also drank from the same bowl of milk. So respected friends, well, this is barakah, this is blessings. When there is barakah in something, it could be a little, but this will suffice for a person. This will suffice for the needs of a person, if there is barakah and there is blessings in it. The famous incident of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu also, on the day of Khandaq, it was a battle in which the Muslims were under great difficulty. It was a very cold, the weather was also very cold. Sahaba radiallahu anhu themselves, by their hands, they were digging the trench. Sahabar Dwaran came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining of extreme hunger, showing one stone tied to their bellies out of hunger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself on that day had two stones tied to his belly because of hunger, because of starvation. So Jabir radiallahu anhu says that I thought to myself that let me go home, let me see what my family has, and maybe we can invite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a few of the Sahaba home for some meal. So he goes home and then his wife tells him that we have a small kid, we have a small goat, maybe we can slaughter it, there's some flour, we can make some bread, and we can invite few of the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He whispers in his ear that, O Rasul of Allah, there is some food for yourself and few of your Sahaba, three or four of them, you can come home, we can have a meal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately, what does he do? He announces to all of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In Khandaq, the Muslims were 1,000. All of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that, O ya ma'ashara Sahaba, O group of Sahaba, that Jabir radiallahu anhu has prepared for us some meals. Let's go to the home of Jabir radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they come to the home of Jabir. Jabir radiallahu anhu goes first. He informs his wife about what had happened. And then his wife consoles him, his wife comforts him, that don't worry, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he had invited them, then definitely Allah would put barakah, Allah would put blessings in this food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Jabir, O Jabir, that do not lift the lid of the pot until I come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his own hands, he dishes out this food. Food that was meant for four or five people, suffice for 1,000 people. This was because of the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his dua, Allahumma a'zim fihi al-barakah. O Allah, increase the barakah and the blessings in this food. We find that same food that was sufficient, or that was normally sufficient for four or five people, because of the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah put so much of barakah and blessings in it, that it suffices for the entire army. So we find that us as believers, we do not depend upon means. We do not depend upon our wealth. We do not depend on our know-how. We depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a difference between a believer and a kafir. A kafir, he depends on his means because that's all that he has. A youngster, a kafir that is studying for an examination, all that he can do is to study and study and study, because he doesn't have anything else. A believer, a youngster who is a believer who is studying for an examination, he will study also, he will adopt the means. But he knows that together with studying, I got two rakats of salah. I got my Yasin Sharif that I can recite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who will recite Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, قُدِيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that his needs will be fulfilled. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُدِيَتْ, قُدِيَتْ is a Mahdi tense. He must consider, he must realize that his needs for that day has already been fulfilled. A believer, a youngster, he knows he got two rakats of salah. He'll read his Fajr salah with Jamaat that morning. He knows that inshallah, if I read my Fajr salah with Jamaat, Allah's help will be with me. He will give a little bit sadaqah before the paper. He will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the barakat of these a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his day easy for him. A non-Muslim is looking for security, he's looking for protection. All he has is a firearm. All he has is a security guard. He has an alarm system. He has burglar guards to protect himself. But a believer, he knows that man salla subha fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. That person who will recite his Fajr salah, he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَطْلُبَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْءٍ. So Allah said, that no person should be ever found interfering with this protection that Allah has given him. Given who? That person who performs his Fajr salah with Jamaat. That person who recites Ayatul Kursi is in the protection of Allah. That person who recites his morning, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person when he steps out of his home, he recites this dua, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla, aw udalla, aw azilla, aw uzalla, aw azlima, aw udlam, aw ajhala, aw yujhala alay. In the name of Allah, I place my trust upon Allah. And he reads this dua. Then an angel is deputed to announce to this person that hudita wa wuqita wa kufita wa tanaha anu shaitan, that you have been guided, been protected, wa tanaha distances himself from such a person. So respected friends and elders, the solution of all our problems is what has taught us. Those means through which we can benefit from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kafir, they have taught us how to benefit from makhluk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba radiallahu anhum have taught us practically how we can benefit from the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the a'mal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kafir, he is sick. He is in need of, he is sick, he needs medical attention. All he has is the doctor, he has the hospital, he has medication. A believer, a person who is sick, he knows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'u amradakum bi sadaqah. He will take the means. But he knows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat your sicknesses by giving sadaqah. he will recite Surah Fatiha, because in Surah Fatiha is shifa for a person. Rasulullah said that Surah Fatiha is a surah of shifa, recited through the barakat of the. So similarly, in these financial times, difficult financial times we find ourselves in, the solution is not in having a lot of means. The solution is not in increasing our wealth or increasing our avenues of earnings. Rather, what we're supposed to be aspiring as believers is to increase the barakah and the blessings in our wealth. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us, that is what we will get. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَنْ تَمُوتَ حَتْسًا shall pass away until he has completed that entire amount of risk that Allah has stipulated for him. It's not going to be less, it's not going to be more. But what we have in our control, for the friends and elders, is the barakah and the blessings in our wealth. Now how will we bring about barakah and blessings in our wealth? In the hadith, in the Quran Sharif, there are so many a'mal taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One such a'mal is joining of family ties. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person, man ahabba, ay yubasata lahu fi rizqihi, wa yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi, fal yasil rahima. That person whose desire is that he has barakah and blessings in his life. وَيُمْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ barakah and blessings in his life. وَيُمْسَأَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِ and he wants barakah and blessings in his wealth. فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِمَ and this person should join family ties. Joining family ties is a means of not only increase in our wealth, but increase in our life as well. Something everyone is aspiring for. We all want a productive life. We all want barakah and blessings in our lives. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is in joining of family ties. Now what is joining family ties? Is joining family ties just merely being good to that person that does good to us, giving gifts to that family member that gives gifts to us, greeting that person that gives gifts to us, or that greets us? Rather, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that al-wasil, the real joiner of family ties, is alladhi idha kuti'at rahimuhu wasalaha. The wasil is that person who, when others are being hostile to him, others are cutting off ties with him, he humbles himself, he lowers himself, and he joins family ties with that person. Silman qata'ak. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that join family ties with those who cut off ties with you. Wa'afu amman zalamak. Forgive that person who oppresses you, who harms you. Wa'ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. Be good to that person that does bad to you. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this family ties, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give it a form and a shape. And it will go to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and it will plead to Allah that, oh Allah, you join up with that person who joined me. And that person who joined family ties, oh Allah, you join up with him. Meaning, you attach him to your mercy, to your rahmat. And that person who cut off ties, that person who cut me off, cut off your mercy, cut off your forgiveness from him. So this is one means, joining family ties. Another means is with the friends and elders. Well, this is rather at the top of the risk, is to be regular with our salah. This is one of the means of making our risk and our sustenance. Himself says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, command your family with salah. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلِيهَا. And you yourself be perseverant upon salah. We would have thought it to have been وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ ثُمَّ أْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. That first you yourself be regular with salah, then advise your family, then command your family with salah. But you find it is the opposite. Allah is saying invite others. From this we understand that by giving da'wah, by inviting others to salah, by inviting others towards deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us steadfast upon salah. Allah will keep us steadfast upon deen. And the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand this as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, Allahumma ja'alna hudatan muhtadin. And oh Allah, make us hudat. Hudat in Arabic refers to one who guides others. Oh Allah, make us guides. Muhtadin. Then make us ones who are guided. From here also we understand. By guiding others, by giving da'wah to others, inviting others towards deen, towards Islam, sometimes we feel that how can I invite others? How can I call towards Islam? How can I invite others towards deen, towards salah, whereas I'm not regular with my salah? I'm not performing salah, I'm not such a good Muslim. No. Ulama mentioned that if a person wants istiqamah upon deen, the barakat of da'wah to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq. Allah will keep us upon deen. A person's salah. Person is invited to the masjid, not possible for him to miss his salah. So how we can invite others? وَأْمُرَا لَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلِيهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ. Allah says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We will provide for you. Allah will make our risk easy with salah. So respected friends and elders, one is that we have to read salah. But together with that, how we can make an effort, our family members, our wives, our children at home, how they can also read salah. Through the barakat of this salah, Allah will make our risk easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us barakah and blessings in our risk. Another amal of barakah. Allah mentions in Quran about salam. Tahiyyatan min indillahi mubarakatan tayyiba. Allah speaks about salam. Allah says it is a tahiyya, a greeting. Min indillah. On the side of Allah. Mubarakah. Full of barakah, full of blessings. Mubarakatan tayyiba. It is pure. It is blessed. The salam that Rasulullah SAW had taught us. Assalamu alaikum. Such a simple thing. But imagine salam, respected friends and elders, is a means of giving a person barakah and blessings in his life. To such an extent that Rasulullah ﷺ told us that that person who enters his home, even though the house may be empty, there's nobody at home, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. This is the salam a person makes when he enters his home and there's no one at home. So much of emphasis upon salam when a person enters his house. Salam upon others. What is salam? Assalamu alaikum. Salam means peace. Salam is also one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is As-Salam, the giver of peace. So you're telling a person, As-Salamu alaykum. May peace be upon you. May Allah be with you. That person who Allah is with, that person has everything. That person will have barakah, that person will have everything. All his needs will be fulfilled. So tahiyya, greeting others. This is a means of bringing about barakah and blessings in our world. Another one is better friends and elders, is istighfar. By constantly making istighfar. Rather, Rasulullah SAW said, by holding firm onto istighfar. This is the word of the hadith. Man lazim al istighfar. Not that person who merely just seeks forgiveness from Allah, now and then, when he feels like, oh, just little bit istighfar. Rather, man lazim al istighfar. That person who holds firm onto istighfar. He makes abundant istighfar. Thousands of istighfar. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah say? جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيكِ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make a way out for this person. From every narrow way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give ease to this person. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide from this person from such avenues that he did not even think about, he did not fathom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his risk and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for him. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Nuh alayhi salam and the da'wah that he gave his people. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. He said, oh Allah, I told my people, I advised them, اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Seek forgiveness from your Rabb. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. And then he mentioned the benefits of istighfar. That upon istighfar, Allah will send down the rains upon you. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will give you barakah and blessings in your wealth. Allah will increase your children. Many of us, many people complain they don't have children. Ulama mentioned, make istighfar to the barakah of istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you children. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you gardens, rivers, orchards. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So this all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us through istighfar. So the istighfar is also a means of us drawing from the mercy of Allah, of us drawing barakah and blessings in our wealth. Another one is for the friends and elders, is sadaqah, spending. Outwardly it seems, a person is giving sadaqah, he is spending, his wealth is decreasing. So how can sadaqah being about barakah, how can sadaqah be blessing one's wealth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sad of lie ever emanating from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite that, takes a qasam in the name of Allah. That wallahi, ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqah. That by the qasam of Allah, no person's wealth ever decreases by giving sadaqah. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ يَقِيلًا. Allah says in the Quran, who is more truthful than Allah? Allah says that وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. That person who takes riba, that takes interest, outwardly it seems like he's increasing his wealth. But Allah says he's destroying his wealth. He's annihilating his wealth. But وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah causes sadaqat, that wealth from his sadaqah is given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to increase. So this outwardly doesn't appeal to the mind. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised us that by giving sadaqah, Allah will increase our wealth. Sadaqah is a means of protecting a person from bala, from calamity, from musibat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, badiru bis sadaqah. Rush, hasten towards giving sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Why? Because bala and calamity does not cross sadaqah. What does this mean? A person is sending his sadaqah, giving sadaqah to others. The reward of this is going up towards the skies. Bala, calamity, Allah is destined for him to come down. Allah says that bala will not cross the sadaqah. The word of sadaqah will turn any bala and any calamity that is coming to a person. Allah will ward it off through the blessings of sadaqah. This will only become possible when a person specifies a portion of his wealth, whether it be on a daily basis, 5 rand, or monthly basis, 100 rand, on a yearly basis, we will take out that amount of money, especially friends and elders, and we will keep it aside. If we will do this, then we will find every excuse to give sadaqah. Otherwise, we will find every excuse not to give sadaqah. And this, especially friends and elders, we find in an incident that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned about a person in the past who was traveling in an open desert, in an open field, when all of a sudden he heard from the clouds above a voice saying, or addressing the clouds saying, that iski hadiqata fulan, that go and irrigate the crops of such and such a person. This person became shocked, he became amazed that first time he had heard of this, a voice addressing the clouds saying, go and irrigate such and such a person's garden, such a person's crops. So this is something unusual. And he saw that the cloud was raining its water upon some rocky terrain. And from this rocky terrain, this water was then flowing into a person in a certain direction. So he followed the flow of the water, and he saw that this water is coming into a person's garden. At the entrance of his garden, this person is standing with a spade in his hand, directing the water towards his crops. He realizes this is the same name that he had heard from the clouds above, saying that irrigate his crops, irrigate his garden. So he asked this person, okay, what is it that you are doing so special, that others are also complaining of not having water, complaining of drought, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically made this direct intizam for you, this special arrangement for you. What special deed are you doing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you special irrigation? He said, there is nothing special that I do, but just that from whatever harvest, whatever crops I harvest, I divide my harvest into 3 equal parts. One part, one third, I keep it for myself and my family. One third, I reinvest it back into my garden, into my crops. And the third, I give it in sadaqah and spending in the path of Allah. It is through the barakah of that sadaqah that he was giving, that one mercy of Allah, that draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brought about such barakah and blessings in his wealth. So, respected friends and elders, we are all looking for, in this difficult time, we are all looking to increase the extra avenues of earnings. But respected friends and elders, this is not the solution. Rather, the solution as a believer is in a'mal, is in deen. That person that has deen in his life, that person that is following the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who is regular with his salah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq, Allah is the one that is providing. If we will bring Allah in our lives, if we will bring deen in our lives, if we will bring these a'mal, these few a'mal, a person that will make salam, a person that will give sadaqah, deen in its entirety will bring about barakah. But these specific a'mal, if we bring into our lives, we'll make salam inshallah, we'll be regular with our salah, we'll give sadaqah in the path of Allah, we'll make abundant istighfar, then through these a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the barakah and the blessings in our wealth. Then our wealth could be little as well, but there will be barakah and the blessings in that wealth, and that little amount of wealth will suffice for the needs of a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.